Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
A large shakeup in the Falcons organization. Late on Sunday night, they fired head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. And Arthur Blank, their owner, announced on Monday they would be looking for a new president of football in the near future. And meanwhile, elsewhere around Black Monday, the Arizona Cardinals have fired head coach Jonathan Gannon. The Raiders parted ways with head coach Pete Carroll. And after 6 years, head coach Kevin Stefanski is out from Cleveland, although he should be probably getting interest very soon in this head coaching cycle for a new job. The Titans on Monday requested interviews with Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, and Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph for their open head coaching position. One person who's not moving is Zach Taylor. The Bengals announced on Monday they are retaining the current head coach as well as director of player personnel, Duke Tobin.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Pass Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and the chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate Ag Committees will be featured speakers at the 107th American Farm Bureau Convention in Anaheim, California, January 9th through the 14th. Secretary Rollins will speak about the challenges and opportunities ahead for American agriculture. Senators John Bozeman and Amy Klobuchar, along with Representatives G.T. Thompson and Angie Craig, will discuss their visions for U.S. agriculture and their plans for 2026. With its commitment to expanding and diversifying global market opportunities for U.S. agriculture, the USDA will host 6 international agribusiness trade missions in 2026. Undersecretary Luke Lindbergh says boosting exports is critical to the success of the agricultural economy and the American economy as a whole. The missions include Indonesia in February, the Philippines in April, Turkey in May, Australia and New Zealand in August, Saudi Arabia in September, and Vietnam in November. Well, since 2020, Agribusiness Global has developed a yearly forecast of key events likely to impact global agriculture and agribusiness in the year ahead. Among the top forecasts for 2026 are input prices staying flat or increasing as suppliers compete for farm purchases. While this is a positive for end users of crop units, profitability for supply chain remains challenging.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains, with the Dow on track for its first record close of the year and trading over 49,000 for the first time as tech rebounds and oil stocks surge following the developments in Venezuela. Defense stocks are also rising, and the Magnificent Seven big tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla and Amazon. Shares of Tesla are up over 3% and are trying to rebound after the EV maker posted annual deliveries that declined for a second straight year. Its stock has closed lower for seven consecutive sessions, losing more than 10% during the time. Shares of Novo Nordisk are up over 4%. The maker of the weight loss treatment Wegovy is now selling a pill version of the medication in the U.S. The news is not good for its weight loss drug rival Lilly, with its stock tumbling nearly 4%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're over 40 and plan to retire someday, the window to protect what you've built may be smaller than you realize. As retirement moves from someday to on the horizon, protecting what you've built becomes just as important as growing it. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. They help investors reduce risk by adding gold and silver to their portfolios. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Larry Stewart lost his wallet and money in the Chicago airport. He and his invalid son were stranded until a miracle happened. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I wonder if you're as fed up as I am with all the prophets of doom who have us living in a sick society wrapped up in selfish materialism. They sound like a line from the poem The Shooting of Dan McGrew. You know the line, half-dead things in a half-dead world clean mad for the muck called gold. Well, as the song says, it ain't necessarily so. There are any number of stories tucked away in the middle pages of our daily papers, and even more that don't get printed at all, about an America that's all around us every day. A different America than the one described by the doom criers. A journalism student learns that news stories are based on who, what, or where. For example, a who story is one that's news because the person involved is famous or notorious. A where story doesn't have to involve a famous person to be news. It's the location that makes it newsworthy. A young man drives his car through a gate. He wasn't a well-known figure, and hitting a gate isn't all that unusual. But it's a story if it happened to be the White House gate. The what story, of course, is about something that's happened. Some weeks ago, the AP carried a what story. Larry Stewart, a disabled construction worker, took a plane from Detroit to Chicago with his three-year-old son, Rocky. He was taking him to a hospital there. Rocky is unable to control the muscles in his legs. When they arrived at O'Hare Airport, Larry discovered his billfold with $80 was missing. He didn't even have money to get to the hospital. Stewardess Marcia Grieger was the first to learn of his plight. A hasty search of the plane failed to turn up the wallet. Before the plane continued on its way to Phoenix, Arizona, the stewardess gave Larry Stewart $27.50 the crew had contributed for cab fare to the hospital. When she gave Larry the money, he didn't want to take it, and only did so if he could have the names and addresses of the crew in order to repay them. After the plane took off for Arizona, Miss Grieger asked some of the passengers to look around their seats for the missing wallet. They learned the whole story about Larry and Rocky and the missing money. One of the passengers suggested a collection. Almost instantly, Marcia had $150 in her hand. Then a man on the other side of the plane wanted to know what was going on. When he heard the story, he started collecting. A 9-year-old boy drew a Get Well card. Others asked for Rocky's address so they could write to him. The passengers were clapping and cheering as Marcia said it was beautiful but crazy. On the following Saturday, stewardess Marcia Grieger was back in the Midwest. She presented Rocky's father with a set of stewardess wings, a chief pilot's wings, a letter to Rocky that said, "Someday, have your daddy tell you how 11 of us, the crew, and 240 passengers fell in love with a little guy most have not even seen. In the meantime, if you ever get the feeling that the whole world is bad and no one cares, give these wings a long look." There was $426 in the letter. Rocky's father, holding back his tears, said it all. "I just forgot that people are like that." This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Join the Slo County Republican Party and Moms for Liberty at Park Cinemas in Paso Robles for a special showing of the film 15 Days, January 25th at 4 p.m. This powerful documentary examines the real-life impact of government overreach during the COVID-19 response and the importance of protecting our fundamental freedoms. See the film 15 Days. Seating is limited. Advanced tickets are strongly encouraged and available now through the Park Cinemas Paso Robles website. Help us sell out the theater. We'll see you January 25th.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guests this afternoon. We have Mickey Wright and Doris Lance from the Paso Robles Senior Center. First, we'll just reintroduce Mickey. She's no stranger to the microphone here. Mickey, welcome back. Happy New Year. And tell us exactly what your responsibilities are with the Paso Robles Senior Center.
Well, I am one of the two coordinators of the Senior Center. We plan events. We calendar activities. We have classes. We have at our center, I always like to say that Paso Robles Senior Center is the jewel in the crown of senior centers here in this county. We have probably over 50 activities that an individual can choose from in a week, and we have over 2,000 visits a month. In addition to activities, classes, and workshops, we also are home to Meals That Connect that provide both in-house meals. In other words, we have a dining room and a kitchen, and we provide meals through Meals That Connect. And also Meals That Connect provide delivered meals to individuals over 60 who are disabled. Why I'm here today, Kevin, is to not only introduce some of our new classes that we're having starting in January, but to also invite the public to join. January and February is our membership drive. Even if now we consider older adults 50 plus, but even if you're not in that 50 plus age group, it's only $20 a year to be a member. And that $20, like I said, we have over 2,000 visits a month. You're supporting so many older adults in the Paso Robles community. It helps get our newsletter out. It helps pay for the coffee, which is free in our lobby. Water. We're hopeful that this year we'll be able to plan a trip. So that $20 goes very, very far. Did you want me to give a phone number, Kevin?
No, we'll get to all of that eventually. But you brought in a special guest and friend, and it's Doris Lance. Welcome. Doris,
thank
if you can get closer, please, to
thank
the microphone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And are you affiliated directly with the Paso Robles Senior Center? Because I know you have something special and pretty amazing to tell the folks about. So,
well, I'm employed as an instructor by Cuesta College in their emeritus program. And that is a continuing community programs that teach everything from fitness to drawing and painting, and I think some of the there is a class on recording your history, and you know, getting those thoughts and talents out. And mine happens to be my class, and my passion is to have people be healthy. Like some of the places in the world, the five places in the world, which are called Blue Zones. If anyone is familiar with National Geographic, Dan Buettner did a research paper and studied these five zones in the world where people were active, healthy, herding sheep, going out and gathering, having gardens, and just having a socialized a social activity at 100 or 103. One woman in Loma Linda, which is the only place in the United States, went and got her license renewed at 100 for five more years.
And where are these other zones around the world?
Okay, Sardinia is one. Okinawa is one. Greece, Costa Rica, and Loma Linda.
That's just when you give the list and then you throw in Loma Linda, it just seems out of sync a little bit. So this study, obviously there is consistency considering the difference in the, you know,
geography,
and you know, for the most part their cultures in their own nations or countries.
Absolutely. There's 9 power points that Dan Buettner found out of these 5 geographic areas that these communities, not a diet, not a fad, it's a lifestyle. It's their habits, their daily habits, what they get up and do every day on a consistent basis. And he published it the latest National Geographic is 2023, but his original study was in Nat Geographic 2003 about what these people did. What makes them at 103 go out and garden and get fresh carrots and cabbage? And it's a plant-based, they do eat meat occasionally, but it's a plant-based way of living, but they work at it, if you can call it work. They find joy in doing it. It gives them a purpose.
Is there anything in the study that would indicate that if somebody's habits or lifestyle, however we want to phrase it, that can change and help with longevity?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dan is trying to get, and anyone can Google Blue Zone habits, but what he's trying to do is trying to get some places in the U.S. other than Loma Linda to adopt some of these habits. I know that all nine, I call myself a turquoise. I'm not a Blue Zone completely, but most of my habits on a daily basis are from that, and I've been doing it for about 20, well, not 20 years, but ever since his article came out. And he is trying to develop more places, and I'm giving a, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, what I'd like to say is we would like to be one of those Blue Zone areas. And what Doris Lance is going to be doing, and she is so humble. She's an adventurer. She's an author. She's an instructor. We are having a Blue Zone habit. Well, I would call it a workshop presentation on February 24th at the Paso Robles Senior Center, which is just one of the many things that we do for the community as far as giving them up-to-date information about health and safety. We'll be doing a Blue Zone Habit presentation by Doris Lance, February 24th at 1 p.m. You, of course, want to call and reserve your spot, because the last time we had something similar by Doris, we had to stop at 35 people because we have limited space, right? Our phone number is 805-237-3880. That's 805-237-3880. We're located on Scott Street, 270 Scott Street.
Would people be able to go online and find out more information and even do it that way?
We don't have the mechanism yet to register for classes online because there really is only two people who actually, we have many volunteers, but there's only two people that are actual employees of the Paso Robles Senior Center. So we don't have that mechanism online. We don't have anyone who set that up yet. Although that is in our future plan, that people will be able to go online. If you want to find our newsletter and calendar, you can go on the Paso Robles Recreation website, and we're on the pull-down menu on the left-hand side, Senior Services, and then you would be able to see our current newsletter, which has an article about the Blue Zone habits and talks about our membership drive, as well as some of the new classes that we will be offering. And Doris also didn't say, she is a Paso Robles renowned yoga teacher. She teaches yoga. It's a free class, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 a.m., and it starts January 20th.
Doris, how did you get hooked up with the Paso Robles Senior Center?
Well, I got hired by Cuesta College to teach health and fitness, flexibility, strength training, that kind of thing, to 55-plus. And they asked me if I could be located somewhere where the students could have access easier than going to the North Campus. And I said, I'm open. You know, I can do it outdoors, indoors, wherever. And they said, we'd like for you to do it at the Senior Center. Well, my mind went to senior centers that I had seen around the country, and I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have to pry these people out of their chairs. But I said, I'll go with it. I'll at least try it, and then I'll tell them that I need to be moved. Well, I walked in the senior center in Paso Robles on Scott Street, and it's not your typical senior center. There are people playing chess, learning poker, doing bingo, chair yoga, strength training, drawing, painting. I mean, it's like a senior country club.
Well, then, but also you have so, you know, a couple of folks, particularly like Mickey there, who is, I don't think she sits still, does she?
No, put us both together and we could probably power the universe.
That's true. And you know what? It's the community, it's the city of Paso Robles that makes our senior center so successful. Not only do we have the support of the city of Paso Robles, but the community really, really does support us. And we also do brain fitness, writing your life story. And then we have a senior discussion group where we discuss current news regarding seniors, not politics, but seniors. What's up new as far as what is affecting us. The other thing that we have going on in February is we have a gentleman, Todd Evenson. I don't know if you know him or not. He works for Country Mortgage. He's going to come out and give us kind of a little workshop on things like reverse mortgage, how we can use the equity in our home to improve our home, things that really hit seniors. So that's just another thing that's going to happen during our membership appreciation and membership drive. Remember, it's only $20 a year, and you support so many programs with that $20.
Well, you know, that's, again, the other thing about the senior services that, you know, you were mentioning the things that people can do for recreation, but to your point, and, you know, getting help, you know, about the mortgage, is that the other programs, we have certain generations that maybe have a little bit more difficulty with something like computers. Yes. And you have people that are volunteers that are willing to help out people to be able to use computers, because whether certain age groups don't like computers or not, it's involved heavily in our lives now. And also the access that they can get, the access to information, important information, as well as just for pleasure, to be able to get online and do things, whether it's for Medicaid, health questions, or, you know, all these type of things that most of us use them for.
Even signing up for the AARP free tax aid program, you should know how to use your computer. And we do have one-on-one computer assistance, where if you're not ready for our class or not, don't feel quite comfortable going to a class, because what we found through research is that many of our older adults for Christmas get an iPhone. Well, have you ever had
your like getting a Schwinn bicycle when you were 10, right?
Yeah. And if you've ever had your kid or anyone else show you how to do something on your iPhone, it's like, this is how you do it. And they do it, and they give it back to you. We have a class starting January 20th that is for handheld Apple devices. So it can be your iPhone or your iPad, and that will meet for 13 weeks. And it's a continuous program. And then we have the one-on-one computer assistance that you call, and you get an appointment with the spectacular Bob Dowdy, in case he's listening. Thank you, Bob. And he meets with you for an hour, and he'll go over whether it's and it doesn't have to be an iPhone or an iPad. He'll do Android. He'll do anything that you can carry in to that office, and he'll work with you, and you get up to 2 appointments a month.
All right, you hear the music, folks. We'll be right back. We're with Doris Lance and Mickey Wright from the Paso Robles Senior Center. You're listening to Sound Off. We'll be back shortly.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro pleading not guilty in a New York court. He's facing federal drug trafficking charges. Fox's Eric Shawn's in Manhattan.
He seemed defiant and composed. He said he was captured from his home, saying, quote, "I am innocent. I am not guilty. I am a decent man. I am still president of my country."
Maduro's wife also arrested during a U.S. military raid. She entered a not guilty plea as well. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz ending his bid for a third term as governor.
Minnesota faces enormous challenges this year, and I refuse to spend a single minute doing anything other than rising to meet this moment. Minnesota has always come first and always will.
Minnesota has become the focus of sweeping fraud allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with Mickey Wright and Doris Lance from the Paso Robles Senior Center. And Doris, I want to go back to something we were just talking about over the break. And it's these very, very interesting, just like these 5 places around the world on the 9 points.
Yes.
So kind of give us a little tease on these 9 points. And this, again, has to do with habits and living healthy.
Absolutely. I think what your listeners may want to know is it's not a magic pill. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And so our lifestyle is made up of our habits. One habit is active. The 5 places, the men were either herding sheep, repairing fences, the women were gardening, there is activity, walking. And walking in America is pretty well now shown to be very healthy for individuals.
Let me interrupt. It just popped into my head. There was a saying that you told me in the office about the
Yes.
Aging. And I love that. It makes perfect sense because it's simple.
Well, I challenge your listeners to think about this and see if they couldn't start this 2026 off a little bit different. Here's the saying that I use. And, oh, by the way, my class has made me a T-shirt with this on it. Don't let age change you. Change the way you age. And that's why I am so passionate about people learning different, better habits. If you're going to live longer, live better. And so walking is one. It is focused more around plant-based diets, but they do eat meat occasionally. They also, one thing that they have is they have a purpose. They call it ikigai. They have a purpose in Okinawa where this 103-year-old man is still fishing, going out and catching fish for their dinner. And it's what gets them up in the morning. Is it herding sheep? Is it working in the garden? Is it being with their family, feeding their family, being involved in their community, going and playing games, I mean, board games, whatever kind of activities, and just supporting one another. That's also one of the nine. And then they seem, all of them, which they don't know each other across the world, have a faith-based in their thinking. They have a reason to get up in the morning, to help one another, to eat right, to move, to prepare for their family. They're very family-oriented. And then to have this de-stressor of being together and going for Shinrin Yoku, which is a nature walk, where you use your five senses just to smell and hear and taste and touch. So they've developed the habits. And I know that's a lot for Americans to think about. So my presentation's going to be, choose one for 2026. Choose one of those habits. And maybe do it for 6 to 8 weeks. And then maybe choose two. And build upon that, because all of these areas have low, low chronic disease. There's no heart disease. There's no high cholesterol. There's no diabetes. Dan Buettner did this study in 2003, and that's what he found.
Well, at least we have one in California, or one. we have at least one in the United States, and it happens to be in California. So that was that was amazing that Dan did that. And again, you're going to be giving this presentation February 24th at 1 o'clock.
That's correct.
And how long should people obviously they have to sign up, call the senior center, but about how long is it to kind of give people an idea?
It'll be the talk will be 30 to 45 minutes and interactive, because I've been studying this work and this research, and this is based on research, so that's why it's not a fad. I'll have a question and answer period as well, so about an hour total.
And I loved what you were saying, Doris, about having a purpose, whatever it is that you do. And I have to say that back to the senior center, a lot of people, that they come first thing in the morning for their exercise, or they come first thing in the morning to join their card group, or they come at 11 o'clock to get to one of the more cerebral classes, though exercise is also cerebral. One of the things that makes the senior center so strong is, in order for that senior center to work like it does, we have over 35 volunteers, whether they're volunteering to teach a class, whether they're volunteering to be a receptionist, and that doesn't even count those people who volunteer. And Kevin, you were so helpful to get all of our slots filled for the drivers of the Meals That Connect. Mm-hmm. whatever it is that you do, having a purpose is so important. And a lot of times people will come like to the morning exercise class and they bring food for everybody. And isn't that wonderful? And as Doris said, having that purpose is so important. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We're wrapping it up. Doris, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
For coming in. And of course, Mickey, as always, and we'll have you back, and hopefully you'll join her as well.
I would love it. I would love it. So get a glass of water and toast to the new year of 2026 of changing at least one habit.
All righty. Good advice. Okay, folks, Susanna's coming up next, and she has got a loaded show this afternoon. Enjoy that, and thank you for listening to The Right Choice, KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.